Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchase.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is another day that the Lord have made. This is another day that the Lord have allowed me to come into your homes, to your cars, by the way of the radio station, WWBC 1510. Hallelujah. I want you to be excited about what God is doing. I want you to know that He's able to do a scene above all you think or ask. Praise our God. Again, we are so excited this morning to be in your presence on the way of our Facebook Cypress audience. Into your ear gates, amen, by the way of the radio station that may make it possible every Monday and every Friday, same time, around this time right here, 9:30. I want you to know that guess what? You are in the middle of a miracle. Not no confusion. You are in the middle of a miracle, not just by accident. Oh, but you're in the middle of a miracle. It's time for your miracle. Come on, my friends. Come on. Let us go into a word of prayer. Praise our God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time. We thank you for another opportunity to come to share a word of encouragement, to come to bring somebody to the foot of the cross through the word of encouragement to say, what must I do to be saved? We thank you, Father, because you watched over us all night long, kept us through all the weekend long, Father, and you have brought us to this place where we're at now to give you praise and thanks. We ask you to touch each and every one on the other side of the dial, on the other side of the Cypress audience, Father. We thank you now that all things are made possible with you to them that believe. Now, God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Once again, we want to thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Praise our God, where yours truly is the founder and pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. We want to give a God bless you shout out to First Lady, Only Lady, Elect Lady, my wife, Evangelist Bonita Watkins. God bless you, darling. Thank God for you. Church Mother, amen, Mother Brown, hallelujah, and to all our elders and ministers there, evangelists, prophets there, all that make up the great congregation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Yes, if you want to, you hear more information, if you want to drop me a line to let me know how the radio broadcast has blessed you, you may also do it at drop a line and address it to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida. Praise our God. Area code 32321. Hallelujah. 321. I got it. 321. 805. 801. You could do it. You could do this. Because guess what? He's able to do it. He's able to do it. All we got to do is walk in it and believe it. Just drop a line, Jeff. If you want to write and build encouragement, whatever, do that. Amen. You want to contact me? You have my number, 576-8249. We want to be a blessing to you. Amen. In the word of God on today, I want you to know that God is able to see you through. See you through. No matter what it is. No matter what it is. I want you to know He's able to do it. Be of good courage. Again, we want to send out our condolence. Amen. To the Bryant family, amen, and to all of those that are going through, we are praying for you. Praise our God. Well, our sister Vanessa, we send out our condolences to you in the passing of your mother, sister Betty Bryant. We send out our condolences to the to the bereaved family, Sister Caroline, that's your aunt, amen, and to all of those that make up this family, we're praying for you all this week and this weekend coming up, and to those that are in bereavement that I don't know about, and you may know about them, keep them in prayer, keep them in prayer, praise our God. Listen, get ready for this. We haven't been having them, but we are starting back this month. Oh, get ready for revival coming up. Oh my God, it's going to be something in the house. Praise our God. The second week, amen, the second week of November, we got a speaker coming all the way in from Alabama. Oh, praise our God. It's going to be something. We are looking forward. You may be hearing a call in on the radio, getting closer to the revival. You're going to be hearing about it. So prepare yourself. Amen. Like I said, we hadn't been having it because we was going through some things and having some things done. But, oh, we're starting back this month. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be something in this revival. Praise our God. So be encouraged. Hold your head up. Let me get to the word of God right quick so we may be able to give you a word of encouragement, a word of hope. Come on. Hallelujah. We was dealing with a subject on yesterday. We pray that everyone was in tune with your services and at your services on yesterday. Those of you that are back in service, we pray that you had a glorious time in your service. We was in our service yesterday. Listen, we don't pray about some things. Praise our God. We don't dance about some things. I'm dancing now. I don't pray about it. I'm dancing about it. And now I'm talking about it later. I'm talking about what God brought me through. I'm talking about how God did it, how God healed me, how God opened up doors. Sometimes when you're going through some things, you can't say nothing about it. You only have to pray about it, dance about it, give God the glory about it, and talk about it later. Oh, praise our God. God bless us in our services on yesterday. But I want you to know today, there is nothing too hard for God. All you got to do is have the faith enough to believe that God can do exactly what he say he's going to do. Hallelujah. Don't doubt him. Don't let the enemy tell you that it's not going to be done. Come on. Don't let the enemy tell you that you in this alone. Praise our God. You're not alone. God said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. I am a very present help in the time of trouble. He's right there with you. All you got to do is hold your head up high. You don't have to hold your head down. You don't have to feel like you're alone. Come on. Because why? He's with you. Jehovah Jireh, he's with you. Jehovah Shalom, he's with you. He's your peace. Jehovah Shabbat, he's with you. Hallelujah. Whatever you call him, however you call him, and they call him Jesus, he's with you. Somebody ought to say amen. I know I can't hear you. You ought to type on the screen if you're listening and you can see me. Hallelujah. You ought to be in agreement. He hear you. Come on. He hear you because he said, I hear them. They're my people. They're my people and I'm their God. Come on. He heareth you like you hear him. He say, my sheep know my voice and a stranger they won't follow. So God heareth you no matter what you in or you going through. There is no situation that you're facing that God cannot bring you out of. But you must know this within your heart and in your mind. Come on, praise our God. I want you to know this. He said, right here, we want to continue on this right here. Praise God. I want you to know that he can do this, but you must have the faith enough to believe this. Come on. Hallelujah. And it says right here in Matthew 11, St. Mark 11 and 22, I think I want to say, and it said, and Jesus answered and said, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Not the materialistic things. Not things that is perishing. He said, have faith in God. You got to have faith in God to believe what he said he's going to do. It's going to bless you. It says, come on, for verily I say unto you. Verily I say unto you. This is Jesus talking right here. Verily I say unto you that whosoever shall, oh my goodness, who it bless me, whosoever, come on, don't matter who you are, but if you got faith to believe God, you got faith to know that God can do this, whosoever Come on. He said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast. Come on. Be thou removed. Be thou removed. It's got to be removed if you believe God. It's got to be removed. Come on. If you're walking in faith and you know God can do it, it has to be thou removed. He said, be thou removed. Come on. And where? And be cast. Be cast into the lake. Into the sea. Different translation. Into the sea. And shall not what doubt in his heart. You shall what have whatsoever you say. Because why? The word of God cannot lie. The word of God, if God said it, it has to come to pass. Now, because certain days ain't come to pass, that don't mean God ain't said it. It's the timing of God. And it's predicated on you. There's a lot of times we'll hear the word, but are we responding to the word with our faith? When you hear the word and you got faith, you're going to automatically respond to it, because faith is there. Because he said, whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Come on, it has to be removed. Why? Because the word says, whatever the mountain is in your way, whatever the mountain is that's standing there and it seems like it won't be moved, but if you got enough faith and you pray and believe God, guess what? That mountain of sickness, that mountain of problems, whatever that mountain is trying to come up against you, you don't even have to worry yourself about trying to climb it. You can speak to that mountain, and it's got to be removed. Because why? You believe God. You know, you have doubt in your heart, and you confess it, and you spoke to it. You got to speak to situations that's in your life. You can't let the situation speak to you. You got to speak to the situation and tell the situation about your God. Come on. Come on. Because he said right here, whosoever, whosoever, who are you today? I'm a whosoever, talking to whatever is trying to be a mountain in my life. Y'all ain't gonna say that. You got authority in your mouth. You got authority in your mouth. All you got to do is open it up. You can't stay silent in a time when you're going through crucial things. It's trying to wipe you out. You got to open your mouth and you got to speak to it. You got to tell it. The be thou removed, whether it's trying to come up against your body, whether it's trying to come up against your finances, whether it's trying to come up with your children, your home, whatever the mountain is. Why try to climb it when you can speak to it? And it has to be removed. It has to be removed. It says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea. And that, my God, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which ye say, oh my goodness, which ye say shall come to pass. I have what I say. I say what I say. It shall come to pass. Come on. That's what the word say right here. He shall, hallelujah, he shall have whatsoever. Whatsoever he said, you shall have whatsoever you say. Because God has not given you the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. So when you're going through this, you're coming up against this, you have the authority, according to the word of God, to speak to that mountain. Come on, and tell that mountain to be thou removed. Come on, whatever it is, you got the authority in your mouth. You got the power in your mouth. You can't stay silent. You got to open your mouth and speak to it. You got to tell the devil, I will not be overtaken. You got to tell the devil, I will not fall down in the midst of what I'm in. I'm going to stand on the word of God. I'm going to believe the word of God, because God has given me the necessary tools that I need to go through this. Come on. You can make it. You can make it through that today. You don't have to hold your head down. You can make it through that today. You don't have to walk in fear. You can make it today because God has given you the blood-bought right, the authority to speak into the atmosphere of that situation that you're in. Oh my God, into the midst of the storm. Remember when Jesus was on the ship and the disciples were all afraid, and there was a wind and toss, the sea was being wind, the ship was being tossed in the winds and the waves, and it was just rough. Remember, they went to Jesus, said, Master, Master. They were panicked, Master, Master. Thou carest not that we perish? Oh, you, in other words, you sleeping in a time like this, and we about to perish, and you down here asleep? Oh my God, that sounds just like some of us now, going through circumstances and situations in our lives. And you panicking and fretting, and instead of just believing God, having faith, you panicking and fretting. Oh, where you at, God? Oh, I'm all alone, God. Oh, you left me, God. You ain't moving fast enough. And Jesus is just simply saying, have faith. Oh my goodness. In me. I've got this. Use what I've given you. They woke Jesus up out of sleep. That's what the scripture say. He was asleep. They woke him up out of sleep. Jesus arose out of sleep. Jesus wasn't panicking. He didn't get off and, oh, y'all calm down. Oh, no. Jesus just simply woke up and went up. And the scripture say he did what? He rebuked the winds and the waves. He said, peace, be still. Oh, my God. That's what you have to say in the midst of what you're in when you got the God kind of faith. Peace, be still. You don't prayed about this. You don't danced about it. Now you can come back and talk about it, how God brought you out of it and how he kept you in the midst of it. The enemy cannot overthrow you. The enemy cannot overthrow you. He cannot, because God's word is camped about around you. God's word is shielding, protecting you. Come on. Remember Job? Satan couldn't touch him. He couldn't touch him because guess what? God had a hedge of protection around about him. But Satan said, I can't get to it because of the hedge that you got around him. He's in protected custody. You're in protected custody today. The enemy can't do nothing. He can't do no more, and God allow him. And then he also can't do that. If God allow him, he still can't do it. Come on. Because Jesus gave him permission to touch Job. He said, okay, I'm going to remove the hedge. I give you permission. Come on. To touch. But you can't do what? Destroy a soul. You can't do it. You can't do it. He ain't not going to curse me to my face. Some say, well, Job did. Job did. Hallelujah. Some say Job held on to his integrity to do it all. You got to speak to this situation. You got to allow your faith that's on the inside of you to come alive and speak to the situation, the mountain that you're facing. God has not given us the spirit of fear. I'm going to keep saying it. He has not given you the spirit of fear today. You must walk in the word. You must talk in the word. You must rest in the word. The word of God has life in it. There's a life in the word. We've been talking about in our Bible study about life in the word. And when you get into the word and the word get in you, there's a life in here. There's nuggets in this word that will take you through every situation, praise God, that you're in, that you feel that you can't come out. But if you stand on the word of God, according to the book of Ephesians, say, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Use your faith when you're going through circumstances and situations. Use the word of God mixed with faith and speak to this mountain that is trying to be in your way. Hallelujah. Speak to it. Decree it and declare. I'm an overcomer. Excuse me. I'm an overcomer. I am an overcomer. I'm not trying to be an overcomer. I am an overcomer. I am healed. I'm not trying to be healed. I am healed. Let the weak say I'm strong. I'm not weak. I'm strong. Let the oppressed be set free. speak the word. Speak it in faith, according to right here, what the word says. It says, Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Have faith. If you got faith in God, you got it. But because if you got faith in this flesh, you're going to lose everything. Because we don't walk after the flesh. We don't walk after the flesh, but we walk after the Spirit. We're walking after the Spirit, and it causes us to walk in the Word. It causes us to rest in God. It causes us to speak what the Word say. Come on. Because we have it according to what Matthew 11 chapter, and where we at right now. Come on. In the 23rd verse, we have it according to what he said. We don't doubt in our hearts, but we speak this word. We speak this word. We decree and we declare this word. Come on, somebody. We say what God has said according to the word of God in our lives. And we shall have what we say. But here it is. We can't doubt God. Because we're going through and it's not coming fast enough for you and I. We can't doubt God and say he's not moving. You have to believe when you put it out into the atmosphere. Come on. That's with any natural material thing that man make man believe that it's going to work. They have not, you know, got a patent or whatever yet, but they believe that while they're working on it, come on, they believe that this going to work. This is going to be the one. This is it. Somebody ought to type in, this is it. Why? This is it. Because I believe God. This is it. Come on, because I know what I believe. This is it. I know what I have spoken into the atmosphere, the region of my life. I know what I have spoken into it. This is not how my story going to end. Because I'm going to believe and I'm going to trust God. I'm going to speak to the mountain. Come on. I don't pray. Come on. I don't give him glory. Come on. Now I'm talking about what God has done and what he will do. Come on. Glory to God. You got to stay focused. Keep your eyes on him. According to like Peter, when Peter said, when his disciples, come on, Jesus came walking to him on the water. There we go again. Hallelujah. Peter said, if it be thou, Lord, bid me to come. As long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he began to walk on the water. But when he took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink. What you're saying, Apostle, when you believe God, you're walking in faith. As long as you keep the faith, and you keep your eyes on him, not the circumstance or the situation, guess what? You got to come out. You have to come out. You're not going to stay in that for the rest of your life. Because guess what? You have the power and the authority to speak and tell the mountain to be thy removed. But you can't doubt God. You can't give up. And say, well, it's not moving. You can't do that. You got to see it gone. You got to confess that it's gone. Yes, we all going through some stuff. Yes, we all got some situations going on. But it's up to me, myself, to speak to the situation, the mountain that is trying to be in my life. You can remove the mountain, according to what we've been reading right here. That mountain, whatever it is. That mountain that's in your life today, you can speak to it. If you believe, have faith enough, and you speak unto it, you shall have whatsoever you say. My God, whatsoever you say. Are you a believer today? Are you speaking to the situation? Are you complaining about it? Are you crying about it? What are you doing in the midst of the situation that you're in, so that mountain, that situation that has become a mountain, it can be thou removed and cast into the sea. But you cannot doubt within your heart. You got to believe that you have whatsoever you asked in prayer. Jesus said when he went to the grave of Lazarus, he said, Father, I thank you that thou hearest me when I pray. I know you hear me when I pray. But because of the benefit of those that's around, the unbelief. Do it for their sake, that they may believe. A believer know when a person is walking in faith and they know God can do it, they're not. It's no room for doubt. It's no room for fear. I know he's going to do it. I know he did it before. He'll do it again. The songwriter penned a song. I don't own the rights to it. They penned a song. I may not know how. I may not know when. But he'll do it again. He'll do it again for you. He will do it again for you. You and you. Those of you that are on the line. Those of you that are riding in your vehicles. Listen to the radio broadcast. You may be at home. He will do it again for you. You're not in nothing so deep that God can't bring you out of. You may say, well, I don't know him in the pardon of my sins. And I don't know. I just feel all alone. And there's no hope for me. I stopped in to tell you. You're tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. You can come up out of that. All you got to do is believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, thou shalt be saved. That's all you got to do. You don't have to write a resume. You don't have to do all this kind of stuff. You just come to him just as you are. And he will change you. He will change you. You can't come and change yourself. You come to him and he'll do the changing. He'll go inside and create in you a clean heart. And renew the right spirit in you. That's when he said, come as you are. I guarantee you. Then you'll be able to walk in the faith. You'll be able to just trust him and begin to speak his word. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you through. One thing I learned about God and learned, he never bring you to a place and don't bring you out. He's always there with you, leading you, guiding you. He won't forsake you. My time is come and gone, my friend, my brother, my sister. My time is come and gone for today. But Friday, same station, same time. Guess what? 1 minute left. WWBC 1510. On your what? AM dial. You can't miss it. It's about time for your miracle. Go in peace today. Speak to the mountain. Don't climb it. Speak to it. And if you don't doubt in your heart, guess what? You have what you say. Until Friday. Walk in peace. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship services at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, Pastor and Founder.